They may not be able to rival Bob Dole's 96-hour campaign marathon, but all across the country, Senate candidates are plunging into a final frenzied weekend of campaigning. Over the next 3 days, voters will be swamped with propaganda on television and radio, in their mailboxes, and over their telephone lines. With 14 incumbent senators stepping down, there were already more close contests than at any time in recent memory, and the last-minute campaign sprees appear to be tightening many races that were once thought to be all but over. NPR's Peter Kenyon has a report.
The home stretch is a critical time for campaigns, when many voters are moving out of the undecided column and settling on a choice. Republicans and Democrats are pulling their pollsters out of the field and focusing on last-minute tactics and get-out-the-vote efforts. Besides the unusual number of close races, this campaign has been marked by extraordinarily high campaign spending. The critical final month spending has tilted heavily toward the GOP, and it appears to be making a difference in some races. In Louisiana, where Republican Woody Jenkins has been trailing Democrat Mary Landrieu, Republicans have pumped nearly $750,000 into attacking Landrieu in the past 2 weeks alone. This is also the time when explosive issues can do a lot of damage. The Landrieu camp says it was hit with a bombshell when a retired Catholic archbishop suggested that voting for the Democrat who supports limited abortion rights would be a sin. At the Landrieu campaign, a tired Dan Gerstein says the barrage of attacks has taken its toll.
It's caused a little confusion. It's forced us to divert some resources to defending Mary's record and getting the truth out there. But we find when people get the facts and they know the truth, they realize Mary is a very mainstream, moderate politician who is best poised to represent all voters in Louisiana.
Abortion is also an issue in Iowa, where Democratic incumbent Tom Harkin has seen his once hefty lead over Republican Jim Lightfoot suddenly dwindle. In a hard-hitting ad premiering today, a priest calls Harkin a liar on the abortion issue. The result is last-minute jitters in a race Democrats thought they wouldn't have to worry about. In Nebraska, it's also a nervous time for Democrat Ben Nelson, who enjoyed a huge lead over Republican Chuck Hagel for most of the campaign. Republicans say that could be the upset of the year. Democrats are also on the defensive in Georgia, dumping $300,000 into attacks on Republican Guy Milner, who has closed in on Democrat Max Cleland. Exactly how far Cleland's lead has shrunk is a matter of dispute. One GOP official says Cleland has taken a huge pounding. Democrats say Cleland is still ahead, but concede it's too close to call. One happy surprise for the Democrats is the Wyoming race. In a very Republican state, Democrat Kathy Carpin appears to be moving up on Republican Mike Enzi, who's been dogged by questions over why he never saw active duty in the military. Carpin spokeswoman Nadia White says a late flood of GOP money hasn't turned the race around for Enzi.
It just is a wonderful, wonderful day for the Carpin campaign out here. They got about $370,000 coming in the month of October alone, and it has not put us down in the polls at all.
Republicans still have reason to worry about two incumbents, South Dakota's Larry Pressler and New Hampshire's Bob Smith. Both are up against last-minute $300,000 attack programs by the Democrats, and those races will sorely test Republican Conference Chairman Haley Barbour's claim that no GOP Senate seats will be lost. In the Garden State Mudfest, a race one New Jersey writer compared to driving by a particularly grisly highway accident, huge numbers of voters have been alienated by the relentless charges and countercharges flung by Republican Richard Zimmer and Democrat Robert Torricelli.
Fox News reported Torricelli was the keynote speaker at an event sponsored by an Islamic Hamas terrorist group implicated in the World Trade Center bombing. This comes on the heels of reports Torricelli bounced checks, missed votes, and took campaign contributions from mobsters.
New Jersey voters, beware. The negative ads being run by Dick Zimmer and the National Republicans against Bob Torricelli are a lie.
Three New Jersey papers refused to endorse either candidate, and at one point last week, voters were so disgusted with both that Undecided was leading in the polls. There's no calling the Kerry Weld race in Massachusetts either. In both states, President Clinton is expected to win easily, but analysts don't necessarily see him having very long coattails. Although both sides are putting their candidates in the best light, privately they concede that so many of these races could go either way that even though Democrats have an uphill fight, control of the Senate is truly in play. I'm Peter Kenyon in Washington.